You've likely heard of gateway drugs, but did you know that Satan often uses a similar tactic to lead us into more sin? Stay tuned to discover which sin serves as a slippery slope to damnation. Ave mundis pes Maria. Welcome to our YouTube channel Following Padre Pio, about a Capuchin friar, mystic and miracle worker whose intercession is still very powerful and active today. We publish videos 3 times a week, on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, so follow us to find out more about the life of this fascinating saint, and you will be amazed at what Padre Pio can do for you, a family member, or a friend. The Italian bishops, reflecting on St. Paul's teachings, urged that believers should possess their own body in holiness and honor, not in the passion of lust, like the Gentiles who do not know God. After giving thoughtful guidance to young people on the importance of self-control in their sexuality, they lamented, "Unfortunately, many young people lose their faith because they struggle to maintain their chastity." It should be noted that according to spiritual authors, some sins more than others extinguish the light of faith and distance us from heavenly realities. Among them, impurity or lust is regarded as the most serious. St. Thomas Aquinas emphasized, "It is mainly impure pleasures that lead to the disillusion of the soul." St. Alphonsus de Maria de Liguori asserted, "One goes to hell because of this sin, or also with it." Our Lady told St. Jacinta the following words to encourage us in living the virtue of holy purity and thus a clean heart, soul, and life for love of God. "More souls go to hell because of the sins of the flesh than for any other reason." Padre Pio shared the views of Our Lady and the great theologians. In 1968, when a priest confessed his difficulties in upholding chastity, Padre Pio cautioned him against possible transgressions and warned, "Lust is the shortest and easiest way to hell. You know these things and tell them to others. Try to put them into practice." Padre Pio said, "Impurity is a dangerous and destructive path that leads to spiritual ruin, taking away the pleasure of prayer, weakening faith until it fades away, and predisposes individuals to all kinds of sin. It hardens the heart, and without special grace, one can be dragged towards final impenitence. Sinning against the 6th and 9th commandments is already a cause of spiritual ruin for all. But this is especially so for those who commit themselves to follow Jesus in the priesthood or religious life." Padre Pio held that impurity is the greatest danger to the consecration made to God. He warned that impurity is the reef against which many vocations end up being wrecked. This is why he was severe with the consecrated ones, who yielded, without fighting with all their strength, to temptations that spare no one. The following is a short anecdote that exemplifies Padre Pio's strict stance towards those who give in to the temptation of adultery. One day, Friar Gerardo, the porter of the convent of San Giovanni Rotondo, went up from the sacristy to the convent to look for a confessor. He knocked on the door of Father Federico Carosa and asked him to confess a young cleric who was waiting in the small room. Father Carosa approached him and immediately realized that the penitent was deeply shaken. The young man was almost furious because he had barely approached the confessional and Padre Pio had already chased him away, even before he could open his mouth. He expressed his desire to confess. After making the sign of the cross and saying the initial prayer, the young man took a piece of paper out of his pocket on which he had written down his sins, some of which were quite serious violations of the 6th commandment. At the end of the confession, the confessor asked, "Did Padre Pio read these sins?" The penitent replied in the negative. "In that case," remarked the wise friar, "doesn't it appear to you that it was God himself who drove you away, using Father Pio as his instrument and supernaturally illuminating him? Otherwise, you would have to deem someone who refuses the peace of the sacrament without cause to be insane." Upon hearing these words, the young man broke down into tears. but after receiving absolution, he regained the peace of mind. End of anecdote. But how can one practice purity when surrounded and visually assaulted by impurity daily? Better than trying to resist impurity is to admire and love this virtue to the point of abhorring everything contrary. St. John Bosco helps us to have this perspective on the virtue of purity. He says, "Every virtue in your soul is a precious ornament which makes you dear to God and to man. But holy purity, the queen of virtues, the angelic virtue, is a jewel so precious that those who possess it become like the angels of God in heaven, even though clothed in mortal flesh. Our Savior himself says, they shall be as the angels of God." In a world where temptation is abundant, the pursuit of purity is often overlooked. However, the consequences of giving into impurity can lead down a dangerous path, stripping away the joy of prayer, weakening faith, and paving the way for even more sin. Even those who have dedicated their lives to serving God are not immune to his grasp. So let's remember to include our priests in our prayers, as they too may be facing their own struggles with temptation and could greatly benefit from our support. Thank you for listening. Please give our channel a boost by continuing to watch another video. This will help with the YouTube algorithm. I have recommended some videos especially chosen for you on the end screen. Or just click on one of the links in the description below for a full selection of great Padre Pio stories. And don't forget to enroll your Mass intentions for next Friday's Padre Pio Holy Mass. You will find the link in the description below. And stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.